Here's the fundamental truth about the Lakers. Obviously, we spend a lot of time talking about LeBron James because he's one of the greatest players, if not the greatest player to ever play basketball. He's going to go down in history for all these accomplishments that nobody's probably ever going to match. The amount of time he's played, the productive career he's had to the point where he's now in his 40s and we're still talking about him as an all-NBA player. But the truth is, for the first time in his career, I was at Madison Square Garden on the Saturday night, late January, when the Lakers stunned the world and traded for Luka Doncic. Did it right after they beat the Knicks. It was one of their best wins of the season. Saw Rich Paul after the game. LeBron and AD were there after the game. Or AD wasn't there. He was hurt. But LeBron was there. Lakers were feeling great. AD was coming back from an injury soon. Lakers were feeling really good about their team. The moment the Lakers made that trade, the LeBron James era in Los Angeles ended. And the Luka Doncic era began. And everything they've done since then has been geared toward having a team built around Luka Doncic. 3 or 4 days later, they made a trade for Mark Williams to get Luka Doncic, the lob threat center that he has had so much success with in his career. Now, they immediately rescinded that trade because they didn't like the physical on Mark Williams and said we didn't want to actually get him anymore. But the action there was clear. We want to get a piece that fits with Luka Doncic going forward. That is the priority for what the Lakers are trying to do. What they have done since then is, again, to look forward to 2026 when Luka Doncic will either be a free agent on July 1st of 26, or he will have extended his contract on August 2nd, a month from now. So everything we're talking about here with LeBron, to Brian's point, the fact he's on an expiring contract, that's the best thing that the Lakers could have, because what matters to them is making sure Luka Doncic has his priorities set, not LeBron James.
The New York Knicks have been chasing a superstar for decades. They've seen names like Durant, Curry, Giannis all slip away. But LeBron James? That's the kind of name that doesn't just fill Madison Square Garden, it electrifies it. And the deal on the table? It's bold. The Knicks would receive LeBron James and Bronny James. The Lakers would get Josh Hart, OG Anunoby, and a first-round pick. On paper, it's clean. The Lakers get youth, defense, and a future draft asset. They swap an aging legend for two elite role players who fit perfectly with their new vision, building around Luka Doncic, the young star they've committed to. But to the fans, to LeBron loyalists, this is betrayal.
If he wanted to be traded, is there even a market for him at this point?
You know, to be sensitive to LeBron, who's considered one of the greatest of all time, there isn't, and here's why, Dan. He's making $53 million. He's in his last year of his contract. He's 40 years old, and I talked to numerous teams yesterday and asked that same question. Would you give up basically the farm? And basically, you'd have to give up four or five players to go get LeBron James for 1 year. And the unanimous answer was no, they wouldn't. Now, the stakes change a lot if LeBron James ever became a free agent and did some type of buyout in Los Angeles. There you would have 29 teams lined up for him. But from a trade perspective, and here's a hypothetical, his former team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are in this second apron and have spent a lot of money, they would basically have to trade about six players, Dan, just to go out and get him for 1 year. And as one team
in Los Angeles, the King's crown is slipping. A dynasty that once promised glory now teeters on the edge of collapse. LeBron James, the man who brought the Lakers back to relevance, the man who carried purple and gold on his back, is no longer smiling in the locker room. And this time, it's not just about him. It's about family. It's about Bronny. It's about power. Because behind closed doors, the James family just sent the Lakers a message that could change the entire NBA. Trade us. Or lose us. The rumors started as whispers, a leaked conversation here, a cryptic social media post there. But now, the whispers have turned into sirens blaring across the league. LeBron James is no longer all in with the Lakers. He's no longer guaranteeing loyalty, and he's not alone. His son, Bronny James, the rookie phenom everyone's watching, is part of the package. This isn't just a player making a trade request. This is the king and the prince walking into the royal court and demanding the kingdom's future. League insiders claim that LeBron's camp privately approached Lakers management with one chilling message: either commit to building the roster our way, or send us somewhere that will. And the preferred destination? The one city with lights bright enough to rival Hollywood, New York.
Bronny James, you kind of in a similar situation. What do you think his future look like? I like Bronny James, man. I went to the game when they played here. I felt bad for him because it's a lot on that shorty. I could see and see the pressure. I could see it because I got boys, man, and I could see it. And when he steps out there, they want to see the daddy.
Bad.
They want to see the daddy. They ain't checking for Bronny. They want to see the daddy, and Bronny is coming. He may not get there as quick as his father arrived,
right,
but he's coming. Mm-hmm. And one thing about my kids, and you guys do have done the same, and I've seen this. I told my kids, you don't have to be me, man, but I need you to be the best you.
That's it.
You could be. That's my deal with my shorties. You can't beat me. God has graced me and gifted me and just separated me and set me aside. But give me the best you. Don't half-step with me. Give me the best you every day. And it's sad that when they look at that young man, they trying to see Bron, dog.
Yeah.
That's hard, man. That's one of a kind. And I feel bad for him in that aspect, but I think he's coming.
Yep, I think he'll be fine, too.
But I will say this. Bronny's a prospect. Number one, I'm glad he's healthy. I think he should be in the G League. He's not ready to play in the NBA right now.
And it's expected he will spend.
And he should be in the G League because he's not ready to play in the NBA first and foremost. But secondly, there's going to be some guys coming for his head. And he's not ready because he's really a tweener. He's a point guard, two guard. His probably best attribute right now is being a defender. But I think to take the pressure off him and let him get better as a player.
Behind the scenes, Lakers locker room vibes have been tense. Reports say LeBron has grown frustrated with the team's one-foot-in, one-foot-out approach, trying to contend now while also planning for a rebuild. That split focus? LeBron's never been about it. And Bronny? The rookie's minutes have been inconsistent. Some games he gets the spotlight. Others, he's riding the bench. For LeBron, that's not just coaching strategy. That's a red flag. Sources close to the James family say LeBron sees New York as the perfect place for Bronny to grow into a star, under the biggest media lights in the world, surrounded by vets like Jalen Brunson.
I want to sit up here on national television. A matter of fact, uh-oh, I'm going to do something I normally don't do, Wendy. I'm going to stand for this.
Okay.
Uh-oh. He's fired up today.
And I'm going to make a proposal to LeBron James.
Oh, God.
To virtually guarantee him a trip to the NBA Finals, if not a championship.
Uh-huh.
This is the move. Now, if LeBron James wants to put himself in position to win a championship, get traded to the New York Knicks. Center stage. Madison Square Garden, the Mecca. You see that defense? LBJ, baby, what's up? It's always a blue sky, baby. Let me tell you something right now. I know you're a billionaire already, but damn it, that dude Dolan, no matter how bad he can be in other areas, he know how to make your money. Kevin Durant made that mistake by not coming to Madison Square Garden. He went to Barclays Center in Brooklyn. LeBron James, what's up? You talk about championship, baby. The Eastern Conference, Giannis and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown in Boston.
The moment word of the ultimatum leaked, the league exploded. Talk shows ran nonstop segments. Analysts screamed over each other. Former players took sides. Some said the Lakers should never bow to a player's demands, not even LeBron James. Others argued the Lakers have no choice, because if LeBron walks for nothing in free agency, the franchise loses everything: his production, his star power, and Bronny's marketability. And in New York, the streets buzzed. Fans began designing mock
trade
James
LeBron,
number six,
get a bunch
Knicks
of picks,
jerseys.
Maybe get some
social media
guys,
lit up with
sort
dream
of
lineups, imagining LeBron dishing alley-oops to his son under the garden lights. Inside the Lakers' front office, the debate is tearing decision-makers apart. On one side is the old guard, executives who believe the Lakers' brand is bigger than any one player, who see OG Anunoby and Josh Hart as perfect fits for a tough defensive identity alongside Luka Doncic. On the other side are the LeBron loyalists, the ones who understand that stars like him don't come around often, that you never trade away the most recognizable player in the game, even at 40 years old. The arguments are heated. The phone calls are constant. Every hour that passes without a decision feels like another fracture in the team's foundation. This is more than just a trade rumor. This is a question of legacy. LeBron James has built his career on controlling his destiny, from The Decision in 2010 to returning to Cleveland, to building a Hollywood chapter in L.A. But this could be his final move. A swan song in the world's most famous arena, playing alongside his son, rewriting the end of his story. If he stays and the Lakers stumble, his final years could be defined by frustration. If he leaves and wins in New York, he could cement himself as the most influential player in NBA history.
Do you know what
they said
about him in Summer League? He was the third pick in the NBA draft. The third pick in the NBA draft. The first three games, just like Bronny. Bronny was 6 for 26. Jaylen Brown was 5 for 26 from the field in his first three games in Summer League.
That's a good upside.
He's fine.
That's a good upside.
No one bashed him, and he was the third pick in the NBA draft. No.
LeBron, as always, knows how to play the media game. A cryptic Instagram post of him walking out of the tunnel, the caption reading, "Decisions, decisions." A smiling photo of Bronny in a Knicks-colored tracksuit posted with no explanation. The message is clear. They have options. Yet in every press conference, LeBron remains diplomatic. He praises the fans. He praises his teammates. But when asked about his commitment to the Lakers, he says just enough to keep everyone guessing.
About the greatest, you want to talk about what our minds should think of when we think of an NBA basketball player? Put LeBron on the screen.
Nobody has been and had more pressure on him to succeed than LeBron James. When Kobe got drafted, Kobe was great, without a doubt, top five. When he got drafted, he came out like number 13, number 14. LeBron James came out number one, bro. Kobe Bryant averaged like 6-7 points his first year at 18 years old. LeBron James averaged 20 points, 5 fucking assists, and 5 rebounds.
LeBron doesn't, like, he doesn't see the game how you see it. LeBron is like literally playing chess with you. Like, no, this is how this works. Ball in my hand, I'm on the block. This is all y'all can do. Y'all have to send a double on me, otherwise I'm going to kill this man. I just put him past, I told you, Shorty just passed Mike on my list for the greatest.
LeBron James is that guy. He always been that guy, and he's still that guy, and it's 20 fucking 1 years later.
Training camp is weeks away. The Knicks are ready to pounce. The Lakers are running out of time. Do they bet on Luka Doncic, OG Anunoby, and Josh Hart to build the next dynasty? Or do they cling to the king and gamble that they can convince him and his son to see out their vision in Los Angeles? One thing is certain. Once this kind of ultimatum is delivered, there's no going back to business as usual. We are watching the NBA's ultimate power play unfold. Father and son, legacy and loyalty. The bright lights of Los Angeles versus the magnetic pull of New York. The Lakers thought they could balance the present and the future. LeBron and Bronny James just reminded them, in this league, the clock never stops ticking, and the king always makes the final move.